Zoe.
Darion.
Well, that's weird.
What? Oh, does it? Oh, I wonder what happens if I scream. It shuts off.
Oh my god.
Did it shut off? What did I do?
Yeah, it shut off because your scream was too loud.
It's so funny.
This is weird. This is messed up that yours is working better. So, sorry in advance if the audio's still messed up. I'm learning.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that has to do with what you're actually doing on the computer. I mean, it might, but you've gotten it before.
No, and you haven't.
Yeah.
I've never got it right.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, I mean, at least like before, yours wasn't like quieter. It was just the last two podcasts.
Huh? I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't either.
My end has always been quieter. For one, I've never fixed the where like, you know, I can hear you on one side and hear me. Like, it's not equal.
Well, yeah, but aren't they both on the same settings?
Our microphones?
Yeah. Like, on the computer?
Yeah, but I'm still doing something wrong. And every time I watch, like, a video, like a how-to video, I do everything they say, but it still doesn't work. And still, I'm pretty sure my audio is still really quiet.
Well, we can change it, but oh, I couldn't hear myself for a second.
Sorry.
All right, well, let's just continue.
So anyways, guys, welcome back to What the Vlog?
What the Vlog?
Zoe's really tired today. She's not in the mood. She didn't want a podcast today, but I
made her. Lies. No, I am really tired. I worked a 12-hour shift. I left the house at 5:30 a.m. and did not get home until 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, well, guess what time I left?
What?
I left at 6:50.
Mm-hmm. And I so got almost home 7 at o'clock.
5:30.
Hmm. Well, I still worked a way longer day.
No, I know.
And I'm just tired. I've walked like 22,000 steps today.
Love that for you.
It's been a long day, but I did not refuse or say I didn't want to do the podcast. I just said I wouldn't have as much energy.
Well, sounds like you're popping off right now.
Yeah.
Anything?
I hear my voice and I get excited.
Oh my god. Conceited. Wait, is that the word?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think so.
I'm not gonna elaborate on that.
Good. Good job.
Anything exciting happened today at work?
Yeah, we're writing people up left and right.
Pow, oh pow. My god.
No, it's not exciting. It's actually unfortunate. No, it's just my work is kind of a mess right now. But
how
that's okay.
How does it feel to be the boss? Like,
I'm not
just run shit.
The boss, but I do have authority. I'm a supervisor.
Oh my god.
I'm a supervisor.
Oh my god.
Supervisor.
You're so important.
What about you? How's your day?
Irrelevant. I did watch a 3-hour podcast by Logan Paul. Yeah, 3 hours.
That's crazy.
I think it was 3 hours. That's what he kept saying, but it could have been a little less. But honestly, it was for his 100th podcast. Can I just talk about it just a little
bit? Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I don't think we'll ever have a podcast like that.
What do you mean?
There was just so much going on.
Yeah, but you also have to understand their their platform is way different than ours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well,
oh.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
think
we'll
don't talk negatively like that. We can get there. I mean, it's a long stretch, and he already has it, like, made for him, but, you know, I mean,
I think
what's the point in doing something if you don't want to, like, strive for the best, you know?
No, I feel you. I feel it. I get you. But there was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was. I came home. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I came home, and you were just, like, chilling, watching it, and, like, the second I came in, there was, like, what? At least, like, 8 different people on camera, not to mention, like, the people. Like, they had their own audience there. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, something
that's
like
crazy.
That. 62,000 people were watching. I think it maxed out to, like, 150,000.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 150,000, I think, total.
Damn.
I'm
but
not
anyways,
sure about
what was going on in the podcast?
Just a bunch of stuff. Just stuff that's, like, more visual than it is audio. I feel like for an audio podcast, that would have really sucked.
Yeah.
Like, it would have, you know.
It would have been entertaining because there's a lot going on, but I feel like it would. The reason why you watch, like, the whole 3 hours is because there is visual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I guess, like, if I was bored ass at work doing nothing, I think, you know, listening to it would be cool. But I think his podcast is for sure more of, like, a visual. But then again, he's a YouTuber, so what do you expect?
Yeah.
But, anyways, maybe one day we'll get there, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows? Maybe if we're not so tired all the time. Maybe we should quit our jobs, you know? What? Like, quit
I'm
our
not
job
quitting.
And do YouTube full-time and
okay,
podcast full-time.
Okay, okay. Let me get this straight and out there. I am not quitting anything until we are really popping off and it's steady and consistent and we have a very large amount of money coming in.
Why? It's not
I think,
like
I we... think, no, I think it's very stupid and ignorant to think that YouTube is always going to be there for you.
Okay.
In my opinion, that does not mean I'm right. That does not mean I'm wrong.
I agree with you, but think about it for just one second.
Mm-hmm.
You work your ass off at work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just let me finish for a second.
Okay. Okay.
You work your ass off at work
yeah.
to make not a lot of money a year.
Yeah.
Versus working your ass off to make not that much money, the same amount that you make in a year in a month.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
No.
I'm not saying I'm quitting because I agree with you.
I completely understand that. And if our channel or your channel or whatever you want to call it, if YouTube was popping off and we were bringing in that amount of money in our podcast and we have a strong audience and we're on it and it was really going for us, that's different. But right, that's what I'm saying. Like, we would really need to be popping and really need to be bringing in a steady amount of money, and that is when I would consider it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, I understand that YouTube is a full-time job. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. I get that. But I feel like even then, like, I feel like I would need to, like, get up and, like, I don't know, because I feel like I would need to get up and go to a job, even if it were, like, one day a week or 2 days a week, even though I understand that, like, you would be doing the same thing with YouTube. Like, you wake up and you start grinding, you start filming, you start editing, you start doing all of that. I get that. I don't know. I just feel like...
Wait, so what you're saying is if you were doing it...
I think it would be foolish to just rely on YouTube. Even if it's popping off right now, I would always have shit planned in the back of my head or have shit ready for me.
So what you're
because
saying...
Because I don't think that when I am however many years old, or like, we don't even know what the fucking future of YouTube is.
Okay,
like,
so what you're saying is if you made $20,000 a month on YouTube, you would still work on the mountain.
No.
As your backup plan.
No, I didn't say that. No. And we never talk numbers. I just said a good amount of money. That could mean $3,000 a month. That could mean 20. That could mean 50. I'm not saying if we were bringing in 20 grand a month, then fuck that. I would quit my job.
I
just think that it is stupid. And I'm not wording this very well, but if we were bringing in that amount of money, I would still have stuff in the back of my head planned. Or, like, set up or have connections or keep something going to where if for some reason it fails or I wake up one day and I'm like, fuck all this, I don't want to do it, whatever it is. Like, I just think it's stupid to just think that YouTube is always going to be there for you and it's going to set you off well enough into your 60s for retirement. I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
And you can make, I mean, I'm not saying that YouTube's stupid. I'm not saying any of that. And if we were bringing in that amount of money, D, yeah, I would quit my job. Even if we were bringing in, like, 5 or 10 grand, I would probably... What?
If I was bringing in 10 grand a month consistently off YouTube,
yeah,
I'm quitting my job.
Yeah.
Not the smartest thing I do because I have to save half of that for taxes, and then that's pretty much what I get a month anyways for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm putting in... little effort, but I'm making that much a month. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna quit for
and
sure.
I also understand that, like,
so that way I could put in the extra effort and then, you know, like you said, build up a second backup plan where I'm not busting my ass at work every day,
right? And so. Understand that, like, YouTube would be a hell of a lot more fun as a job to do every day than get up and going to plum houses or to, you know, whatever.
People's rooms.
I don't clean people's rooms.
Oh yeah, you supervise.
I don't like the housekeeper. I don't like that.
Yeah. Well.
So let's just not talk about that.
I guess what it comes down to is neither of us would ever know what we'd actually do until we did start seeing $20,000 a month.
Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing is like, I'm saying this now, but the second I see like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 pop up, I'm like, yeah, fuck this. So I get it. I'm just, I don't know. Well, I'm like weary about that. And I'm not just like that with YouTube. I'm like that with everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's stupid to just like rely on something to always be there.
But I think what it comes down to more than money, because getting $10,000 a month off of YouTube is not a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But like to have the level of fame that like, let's say Logan Paul or his brother or David Dobrik, like it's more than money with those type of people, you know?
Yeah.
They're full on celebrity.
Yeah.
And to have that is just such, I could imagine being like a weird feeling. I don't know. Like you're just not a normal person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would want to give up being a normal person.
Oh, I for sure would.
I wouldn't. I mean, in some cases, yeah. I think you and I are really different in that.
Yeah.
In that sense, like, I wouldn't want everything, like, done for me, whether it's, like, housework or whether it's grocery. Like, I still want to do that. I don't want, like, a complete... I don't want to just give up, like, my normal life or, like, give up all of the struggles of, like, a normal person. Sure, I want my debts cleared. Sure, I want money in the bank. Yeah, I want a nice house. I want a nice car.
Yeah, but no one's going to brush your teeth for you, obviously.
Well, I'm not saying brush my teeth, Darian. I'm talking about yard work. Like, a lot of people won't do yard work because I hire people to do that. Or, like, David will send Natalie to get him food and groceries. Like, I still want to do that stuff on my own. I don't want to feel like, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, like, what
I want to feel dependent.
Yeah, I get you. That makes sense. I hear you. Because I would want that in the same...
independent. Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Sure.
I'm an independent woman.
I get you. And I would kind of feel the same. But I also watched, like, an interview with someone. And he says the best way to, like, sustain, like, this... the best way to like keep a lot of money and just keep growing in your business is to stop being a cheap bastard and saving all your money and doing all this shit on your own. You need to build, you know, a group of people to help you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you're helping other people. Like you're giving people a job by paying them to do your lawn work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't go out there and help them if that's what you want to do. But if you got a shit ton of money blown out your ass, like, you can obviously help out some people with that.
Yeah.
Just doing and little things.
Once
and plus
again,
it saves you time in your life to focus on making more people money.
Yeah. And once again, you know, I'm saying this now, and I'm sure in some cases I would be a hypocrite because if that did happen to me and that did fall in our lap, like, I ain't gonna say that I wouldn't want someone to come, maybe, what I, like, I'm not saying that that's how it is. That's just how I feel about it right now, at this point, where I'm at, you know?
Can I be honest, too? I feel like, you say that now, and I'm, and you say, like, we're both different, but truthfully, if you were to have tens of millions of dollars in your bank account, everything you said would just go right out the door. I think you're way more bougier than I am, and would be if you had that much money.
Yeah.
I feel like you would be. And I feel like I just say, like, the truth because, honestly, like, if I had that much money, I probably would be a lot bougier.
Well, it's not that what I'm saying isn't the truth and I'm trying to, like, deny anything. Like I said.
I feel like you're just trying to sound humble.
No.
And relatable.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you how I feel. I've always told you this. I've always, since we've been together,
well,
I've never been
that.
Like, oh, I want all the fame and I want... No, I'm not trying to say this to, like, make people think a certain way about me. I don't care what people think.
Mm.
This is actually how I feel. And once again, like, if I was in that position where I did have tens of millions of dollars, I'm not saying that I wouldn't change my mind in that moment. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that. But where I'm at financially, my age, how I feel about things in life, whatever it is, like, that's how I feel right now at this moment. That can change any second.
No, I hear you.
You know, but that's just how I feel right now. I'd still want to do stuff on my own, and I'd still want, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
100%. Daily functions of a normal person, in a sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want all my meals cooked for me. I, you know.
What?
Darren, let's just get off the subject.
I cooked dinner for you tonight. I'm just kidding.
You did. It was really good, by the way.
No, I'm just kidding. I agree with you 100%. I think I'm just being the devil's advocate, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, that's cool.
That I'm just trying to play both sides. Like, if I were to actually have that much money, am I still going to be this humble guy who's like, I'm going to take the weeds out of my garden and have this multi-million dollar business?
But you also have to understand, some people enjoy doing that. Like, some people enjoy
working. And those people will not become multimillionaires.
What?
Unless that's what they do for a living.
Some people what?
Won't become multimillionaires.
That is so ignorant to say, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know many multimillionaires.
Darian, I can almost guarantee you there are people out there that are extremely wealthy and they still want to go out and garden.
Well, extremely and do wealthy, but not like tens of millions.
No, I don't think that matters, though. I don't think it matters whether it's a couple million dollar difference or whatever. It's not the fact that they can't afford it. It's the fact that that's something that they enjoy doing, whether it's because they want it done exactly how they want it. And you also get like a satisfying feeling out of that. You spend a couple hours in a garden, make something look really nice. You feel good about it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's completely based on like what you enjoy as a person.
Yeah.
You know, and what this. You want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I love this conversation.
Yeah, I know, me too. I'm digging it.
Honestly,
Because, like, I would love to go out and, like, do my own flower bed and, like, plant blueberry bushes and plum trees.
And radishes and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that'd be so cool. I would enjoy just turning on some music and drinking some, like, iced tea and just doing that for a day.
Yeah, that's where we're
even if differ, I had loads of money in the bank.
That's where we differ.
Yeah.
Because I feel like once I get into the motion of like it's time to work, then like I won't stop working, and stuff like planting radishes would just be a burden to me. When I'm in the zone of like trying to work and trying to create, you know, I don't know. Anyways, guys, this is kind of just a free ball episode.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Zoe's tired. It's not that we didn't have an idea, it's that we just didn't plan an idea.
Yeah.
Which I like. I don't mind just having a conversation.
Yeah, it's a good conversation. I dig that.
Anything else you want to say? Oh, we're going camping this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
Gonna be by the lake.
Yeah, I'm gonna vlog it too. I'm not gonna even be a pansy anymore. I've been pushing off the camera this whole week. I've been trying to pick it up.
But let me just say, I feel like you do get shy bringing out your camera when you're around people that you're not comfortable with.
Well, I'm not.
Or like fully like.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to do that this weekend. But like when I have my own free time, I'm definitely going to vlog.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
vlog
leading up. You and
I can go on a walk and go do stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to vlog leading up to it too. So like getting the supplies that we need. So stay tuned,
getting
guys.
Packed,
there will be a vlog eventually. Eventually, once I like kick it into gear, we will start making tens of millions, and we will have MGK ending our podcast, performing live in our bedroom, on our bed.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's weird. Anyways, so yeah.
Yeah, camping. I don't think I have anything else to say to you.
That's it? Okay, well, let me just keep this going for a little bit longer, since you're just out of brain cell memory, or whatever.
That was rude.
Sorry.
That was really rude.
I get the kids tomorrow. Should be a happy day. Got a lot of stuff to do. Got to go through that storage again and pull out every camping item that I own. And yeah, I like how turned up we were just a few minutes ago. Now it's just so dead.
That I did not fart. That was my mouth.
Yeah, it was disgusting too. What were you doing? Spitting?
No.
For those who don't know, sort of fun fact. I don't know if we promoted. Actually, we really haven't promoted our podcast. Like, well, I guess we promote it like on Instagram and Snapchat. But for those who don't know, we don't promote it much. We just say, hey, go check it out. For those who don't know.
We just say, hey, go check it out.
Pretty much.
That was funny.
For those who don't know, we film our podcast on our bed. We have this fancy little setup. I think
we
it's
do.
Cute.
It's super cute, guys.
Yeah, I bet if there was a camera, though, it would be a nice little setup. It would look
I
nice.
Feel like once we maybe gain, like, a little bit more of an audience here and...
Well, yeah.
We get more in the group. I feel like we've been doing pretty good, though, this past week. This past week and, like, last week. With the podcast?
Yeah. Been on a roll. I mean, we've only got 1 week completed, right? Or a week and a day.
Yeah, so technically like a week and a half.
Once we get this up, this is going to be a week and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. High five to that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, it's a super cute setup. And I think maybe eventually we'll start filming it.
And eventually we'll get the audio correct.
Yeah.
Maybe,
Once Darian figures his shit out.
I'm trying. And honestly, I might buy a separate computer just for this. Even though we're only making like 80 cents on these podcasts.
God.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Just so sad.
Hey, for only, making 3 podcasts, that ain't too bad. You know?
You get 8 dimes, that ain't too bad. I like your mentality.
No, I ain't mad at it.
All right, Jeffree Star.
No, you know how hard.
Jeffree says all the time.
I collect every penny that I have. I don't like when people touch the pennies, when people leave pennies around or any coins. I'm the one that picks it up and I put it away.
I'm one of those people. I keep all my silver change. I don't keep pennies.
Oh, it's so annoying. Oh, wait, you keep the silvers but not the pennies.
Yeah.
Even that's so annoying. So my coworker gave me
cash. My dad says the same thing.
My coworker gave me cash yesterday to buy him lunch. I gave him his change back, and he just left it on the table, like, the whole day. When he left, he took the cash and left all the change. And I took it, because, like, that's still money.
Heck 80 yeah.
cents is still money. And you know what? What makes me so excited, too, is that when I first started doing YouTube, it took, like, I don't know, 6 to 9 months before even got like a dollar. That was a long time. That's a long time. And for us to be kicking ass like this already?
6 to 9 months on YouTube before you got a dollar?
Yeah. Probably longer. Probably like a year. Crazy, huh? YouTube is hard. Like, it's hard to get started, but once you're on the ball and once you start, like, once you get that, you know, that snowball effect, then you're freaking off.
I'm assuming, like, every podcast, depending on, like, your viewers and how many viewers, is different on what you get paid, right?
As far as podcasts?
Or is it all the same? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know much about podcasts.
It's a good question, huh? I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the monetary thing.
Mostly because I want to know how much David Dobrik is making on podcasts.
I bet you don't make a lot per podcast. Honestly, I don't think you make anything per podcast. I think it all has to do with the views.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, not the views. Sorry, I'm thinking about YouTube. Sorry. No, I don't think it has anything to do with listeners. I think it has to do with what's it called? Sponsorships.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I've noticed that, like, when we were at, like, 40 viewers, we had like 40 cents.
Okay, but
now that we're at 80 viewers or whatever, we have 80
cents. That's because
cents.
Hey, Zoe.
I'm just examining.
No, we have an ad on every one of our podcasts.
I understand
that's
that.
Why.
Okay.
So that's a sponsorship. Like an ad, you know? You're the one that does the ads. So you should know that.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, every podcast has an ad. That's why we're getting paid. If we stop putting an ad on there, then we wouldn't be getting paid. You know? And the reason why Logan Paul gets paid, he doesn't have sponsorships. The reason why he gets paid is because he posts it on YouTube. You know? So, I'm pretty sure you don't get paid per listen. It's if you have an ad on there, which we do. That's why we're getting paid. And I know that because I am the lead and you're the co-host.
Stop.
We had that conversation earlier.
So not true.
I know. She's like, just because you do the intro part does not mean.
Which is like, what, 2 lines?
All right, you know.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to What the Bloke?
I'm the host. I did it like you. What the Bloke?
I'm the host.
Well, I'm the co-host then.
No, I was like mocking you.
I don't know. I don't really have much else to say. We've been on here for 25 minutes already.
Heck yeah, boy. Ow.
Well, we're going to end it. It's going to be a short one. Me and Zoe are both tired. It's getting pretty late. We got work tomorrow. Tomorrow's our Friday, then camping. Woohoo. Vlog soon, guys. I swear I'll get one out.
Yeah, we'll get some good content this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll do my dance for you, Darian.
Oh God, you're doing
it. He cringes Stop. Every time I do that dance.
Yeah, I don't know why you learned that one.
At first, you're like, "Oh, that's cool. You know how to do it," and I even kind of showed you.
Yeah, but
actually,
it gets
when
old.
We were out camping there, I know. And then, like, the second time, you're like, "Oh yeah." Third time, "Oh yeah." And then after, like, "Why do you keep doing that?" You just slowly lose interest.
Yeah. Well, we'll film it so you guys know what we're talking about. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to What the Vlog?
What the Vlog?
With Diamond Darian and Zoe Harlow.
Ooh.
She's my girlfriend.
I'm trying right now.
Oh, yeah, guys. By the way, my name is Diamond Darian. I forgot to let you guys know that. And this is Zoe Harlow. She's my girlfriend. I'm 25.
I'm 42.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. I'm used to listening to Jason.
Oh, wow. Betrayed.
I'm 21.
All right. Follow us on our 21. Social medias.
Peace out.
Bye.